Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, Masters of the Universe Club. This is a book club episode, and my name is Keith Fredrickson. My goal is to help you master your universe in bite-sized chunks. Every week I go chapter by chapter through a recommended book, and I discuss one small thing that inspired me and hopefully will inspire you to take action in your life and master your universe. If you're listening to the audio version, we are reading Holistic Dental Care by Nadine Artemis. Please buy the book through my affiliate link below, which will help the channel. Buy the book, own the book, and own your growth. Commit and master your universe, and read along with me and master your universe in the process. If you want to hear a more deep dive discussion, please consider joining my Patreon, which will also be linked below. Today, I'm going to go over the last chapter in the book and then the resources section. So the last chapter of the book is called More Tooth Tips. And there is a small section on aligning your bite, keeping your body alkaline, an atomic iodine mouth gargle, baking soda. I'm going to read the section about baking soda. Blood tests and which ones to get. How to help fix your breath. How to use clay. Dry brushing. Treating very inflamed gums. I like that section. Healing herbs. Heavy metal detox. There's a lot in here. Homeopathy. Tissue salts and cell salts. Hydrogen peroxide. A magnesium oil rinse, oil pulling therapy, ozone for oral care, salt. This is this is chapter 10 of the book. It's the last chapter. It's a monster chapter. There's a lot of stuff in it. Salt, just a little section on salt. Saunas, reducing stress, thyroid care, toothaches, the temporomandibular joints, and water. Quickly, I'm going to read the section on baking soda. Now, like I said before, if you want to, you should buy the book. Use my affiliate link, which I appreciate if you do. If not, that's okay too. But buy the book, own the book, and thereby own your growth. Own the process. So here's a little section on baking soda. The reason I'm reading it is because baking soda is such a normal, banal, everyday thing. But listen to this. I used to think baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, was this strange white powder. Now I understand that sodium bicarbonate is actually a major element present in all bodily fluids and organs. It is found in the saliva, is secreted by our stomachs, and is necessary for digestion. Aluminum-free baking soda is perfectly safe to use to clean the teeth. And it can even be taken as a supplement to maintain pH levels. Baking soda's natural alkalinity neutralizes bacterial acidity. It decreases dental plaque, prevents dental caries, so essentially cavities, through its buffering capacity, increases calcium uptake to the enamel, and neutralizes the effect of harmful metabolic acids. Baking soda is like this, you know, miracle cure, which I love. Baking soda, which is often combined with sea salt, has been used as toothpaste for centuries. In addition to being an effective cleaning polish, baking soda is gentle. It is significantly less abrasive than cleaning agents such as chalk and silica that are found in most commercial toothpastes. Baking soda has been recommended as an effective tooth polish by doctors. There's a list of experts that recommend it. And then it goes on talking about a particular dentist named Keys and the Keys technique, which involves basically rinsing with a combination baking soda and apple cider vinegar. Anyway, this is the section on baking soda, which I thought was very interesting. And I love that. Now, And like I said, I went through all the different sections in page in chapter 10. There's lots in there, but this is the last thing I want to cover, and this is the last episode I'll do on this book. There's a further reading and resources section, which I'm certainly going to dig into many of the books that she recommends for further reading. There's also a list of dentists that follow these procedures. Somebody's backing up. A truck is backing up right outside my door. But here's what's helpful. Throughout the book, there's recommendations, especially in this section on essential oils. And actually, there's every section of the book has recommended in it, like products or certain chemicals and things you would use that are natural. But there's a product resources guide, because this is what I was wondering. How, if I read the book and I want to start implementing this stuff, where can I find this stuff? There's a section. There's a section of product resources that go over the types of ghee, distressing, homeopathy, the specific type of hydrogen peroxide to buy, a nighttime dental guard to buy, other self-dentistry serums and products, where to find spring water, supplements to buy, and then there's, once again, a list of holistic dental professionals. There's a ton in this book. I really very, very highly recommend it. Please buy the book through my affiliate link below to help my channel. Own the book and own your process. Own your growth. Read along with me. Master your universe. If you want to hear a more deep dive discussion, please consider joining my Patreon, which will also be linked below. If there's a book that changed your life, please leave it in the comments and I will put it on my list to read. And that's it. We're done with holistic dental care and we're on to the next book. And thank you for watching.